Nice map. Lovely map. If you could bleep just a little quieter, that would be brilliant.
Oh. Hey! What do you think you're doing, eh?
What do I think I'm doing? I know what I'm doing, thank you. Are you suggesting I'm dreaming all this?
Hey?
Of course, Cartesian philosophy insists that doubt is the thing. That only in doubting your existence can you know you exist.
Hey?
I mean, I'm utterly convinced that I'm sneaking about your dreary little office building. Utterly convinced. This is because I'm fabulously intelligent and just a trifle high maintenance. Creeping around office buildings just isn't something I would imagine myself doing. My imagination has sharper teeth. But maybe that conviction proves me wrong. Maybe that conviction proves that I'm doing anything but. What do you think?
Well, I suppose... Oh!
But then I've no doubt that I just punched you on the jaw, and neither do you. So if you'll excuse me, I'll leave you to your horrible dull office. So, straight through the stationery cupboard, and the exit should be on the...
I'll have you know, I'm a fully licensed security officer. You'll regret laying a finger on me. I'm training 3 different martial arts.
Excellent. I'll leave the saber-toothed tiger to you then, shall I?
Eh? Tiger.
Not actually related to the tiger family.
A huge saber-toothed tiger.
Smilodon, if you please. I have a doctorate to adhere to.
In the stationery cupboard.
And there you finally nail accuracy. Oh, I think we can both quite safely say we're having a bit of a day.
You made all the photocopiers go off.
Are you obsessed with narrating your life? Get into the cupboard, quickly!
Why?
Because the Smilodon is unlikely to remain terrified of photocopiers for long.
It's trying to eat a photocopier. Why would anything want to eat a photocopier?
Get in here or I'll let it eat you.
Oh! I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die!
Stationery cupboard? I've been in Pokia time machines. You lot must love a ream of A4.
Explain yourself, madam. What do you think you're doing prowling around the offices of Roberts and Terry at this time of night?
That's really your pressing concern.
As licensed security agent for the company, of course it is. I catch you here, embroiled in company assets.
Oh, shush!
Don't throw ballpoint at me, madam. That's company property.
And hardly important. Listen. That door's surprisingly sturdy. You really must love a ream of A4, but it'll be through soon enough.
What will?
What will? All right, you've forgotten, haven't you?
Forgotten what?
Oh, this could get so boring so quickly. Now, on the other side of that door is a vicious creature that would like nothing more than to eat our precious bits. So I need you to help me clear the floor.
Vicious creature? Nonsense!
Listen, what do you think that is?
I'm fairly sure it's mice. Though for the sake of accuracy, my report will simply state some form of rodent. I'm hardly qualified to jump to conclusions.
Yes, and you're an idiot.
Explain yourself.
What, explain why I think you're an idiot?
Stop moving company property. Just stop it.
Shan't. Oh, there we are.
What are you doing to our carpets? That's Roberts and Terry carpet you're making horrible noises at.
Oh, no, it isn't. Can't you see it? Oh, of course you can't.
See what?
The whopping great metal hexagon in the floor. And we're in!
There is no whopping great metal hexagon.
Then you won't want to escape through it. You'll want to stay up there and get eaten by not mice.
This is absurd. You can't just vanish through carpets. Stop vanishing through carpets.
Come here.
I could have broken something.
What, the floor? You're not that heavy. Miniscopes are made of sterner stuff.
Miniscopes? Oh, I don't like this. Someone has spiked me tea. Why am I in some gloomy tunnel? There aren't gloomy tunnels between the 12th floor of the Roberts and Terry building. There just aren't. There wouldn't be space for a start. I mean, the 11th floor would get in the way. How could we be in a gloomy tunnel? How can I fall through carpets? Why is the office besieged with not mice? What's going on? Oh, I want it to stop. It has to stop. Please make it stop. You slapped me.
I have a feeling I've watched far too many Earth movies from the mid-20th century. Does slapping even help someone with shock? Or does it just shut them up?
I'm confused.
I can tell.
What's a miniscope?
Answering that won't help.
Have a go.
It's an outlawed entertainment device. You use it to store miniaturized examples of species in falsely constructed habitats. People would peer inside and get all excited to see a bandrill slithering around.
What's a bandrill?
They ask themselves the same thing. Very philosophical species.
Species?
Yes.
As in alien?
Yes. A miniscope is filled with all manner of different species. Aliens to you.
Aliens. Right. So it's like an ant farm, but without ants. A flea circus, but with actual fleas. There aren't fleas, but aliens.
Sort of.
I can get my head round that. Why do you think I wouldn't, eh? Perfectly capable of grasping it. Why were we talking about them? I can't remember.
We're in one.
I'm sorry about that.
Please stop going on about it.
It's embarrassing.
We've all been there.
Really? You've panicked like that?
No. I save screaming for the fun things. But you know, it was understandable.
Yes.
It's a big shock.
Yes.
You're allowed a bit of a meltdown.
Yes. So you're saying I was stolen? Kidnapped?
Afraid so. You and everyone else in here.
Oh, no.
What now?
Who's been feeding my cat?
We'll sort that out. Your cat'll be fine.
How can she be? According to you, I've probably been gone for ages.
I can get you right back after you were taken. It'll be fine.
Oh, can you? How?
If I mention time travel, are you going to start screaming again?
Probably.
Then I won't.
So, you're here to release everybody, is that it? You're like, I don't know, space animal welfare.
Nope. This place is going to get emptied by someone other than me. A friend of mine. I'm here for a battery.
A battery?
Designed by the Eternity Perpetua Company. They last forever, never power down. Brilliant.
But you can make a fortune selling those.
They didn't. People never need a replacement, and all the other power companies hit the roof. Drove Eternity Perpetua out of business. Only a handful of the batteries entered the market. The micro models were all used in miniscopes.
Like this one?
Like this one. So, to get my hands on one, I had to find a miniscope I could safely steal it from.
But if you take the power out, won't that harm the people in it?
Like I say, a friend of mine's already here, trapped inside like us. He's going to fix all that. Well, I thought he was. Turns out he only did half a job.
I'm sorry?
He thought he'd emptied the whole miniscope, but he didn't check the recycle bin. That's where we are, alongside lots of other species.
Always empty your recycle bin. Even I know that.
Precisely. We're here.
What is that thing? It beeps a lot.
Circuit diagram. Basically a map. I'm finding the quickest way to the central power unit, and it's through this section.
Are we sure it's safe in there? It's a bit noisy.
Oh, it'll be fine. Come on.
A sandstorm! We're in a sandstorm!
Close your mouth before you get half a beach in it! There's cover just over there!
How can you tell? I can't see a thing!
I've been here before! Now come on!
We're in a machine! How can there be sandstorms in a machine?
Oh, replicating a sandstorm is hardly rocket science. All you need is sand and a lot of puff. We need to cut through the burial chamber.
You say you've been here before?
Oh, the real thing, yes. This is the pyramid of the most reverend and beautiful Jeff Winters of Chatham.
The what?
A businessman from Earth in the 24th century with more money than sense and ideas above his station. It was the site of a famous grave robbery in the 28th century.
Someone wanted to dig up Jeff?
No, the copy of the planet Earth he'd buried with him. Now that was a Coptic jar. Thought I'd never fit it in my backpack, and I'm so good at packing. Roll, never fold. It's good advice for life in general.
You know the code?
Of course.
What if there are saber-toothed tigers in there?
Unlikely. Whoever programmed this thing hasn't quite got the hang of constructing consistent habitats. Plesiosaurus in the Indian Ocean, Smilodons in office blocks. But they should at least avoid repetition. You don't get tips from your audience if you bore them.
Oh, fair enough. But that means that whatever's in here could be even worse.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Halt! I am Commander Sturm, and if you so much as breathe without my permission, you will be executed in the name of the glorious Sontaran Empire.
Oh, today's determined to annoy me. Look, we haven't got time for this.
Silence!
She's trying to save you! She's space animal welfare! Are humans the only species to have necks?
I said silence! Speak again and you will be executed. This planet has been occupied in the name of the Sontaran Empire. It will be a valuable launching site for an interplanetary missile strike against one of the Rutan birthing planets.
It won't. And if you execute me, if you execute either of us, you won't find out why.
Explain.
You're not where you think you are.
We are on Delbrant 18 in the Castabrix cluster.
Miles off. You're on Interminer, and even worse, you're in a miniscope.
A miniscope?
Yes.
Explain.
I can help there. It's like a peep show machine filled with tiny creatures. Us. They shrink us to put us in. People pay to have a look at us.
This intelligence is absurd. You are either lying or insane. We will execute you now.
Do you remember arriving here?
Of course we remember arriving here. We are the Sontaran Special Space Service. We are the cream of the Sontaran military force.
And you're not where you think you are. And I think you know that, don't you? Know that, but don't want to admit as much to your men.
Silence. The morale of my men must not be compromised.
We are all trapped here, and I'm the only one who can get us out. You need to think of a way of maintaining face but letting us go.
Honor and morale are all. I would rather we all died than compromise on that.
Of course you would. You have a death wish. But what about your men? They don't seem quite so sure. I mean, look at them. They're clearly terrified.
What? A member of the Sontaran Special Space Service? Terrified? Show me that man.
Run!
What?
Far into the tomb!
Why aren't they shooting?
They're waiting for him to give the order. That's the problem with militaristic species. Very stuck in their ways.
Why is he not giving the order?
Oh, because I kicked him right in the probic vent.
Filthy. Is it?
No, it's where they feed. hole in the back of the neck. If you ever get in a sticky situation with a Sontaran, and how I wish I hadn't just phrased it like that, give their vent a whack.
There, one of those hexagonal metal things.
You can see it this time.
Oh, yes. Clear as a bell.
Oh, good for you. You're shaking off the conditioning.
That's what months of brain training gets you.
Brain training?
A Sudoku book a week for 6 months. I once worked as a night watchman in Who.
Get through the hatch. You should be safe on the other...
Stop!
Oh, come on.
You now prisoner of Ogrons. Our lance of Ogrons. It's been long time since we ate.
What does the girl have to do to catch a brain?
Stupid fools! You're letting them get away! Fire! Fire now!
This place smells death and rot. It's like home.
What are these things?
Ogrons. Annoying. Hard to kill.
Shooting at us! Move!
Through the hatch while they're distracted!
Ogrons. Okay, I can deal with Ogrons. They seem a bit, well, thick.
Never confuse stupid with safe. An Ogron can pull your arm out of its socket without even mussing its mullet.
Oh.
Sontarans are also extremely bad news.
I'd gather that from all the laser guns.
Anyone can carry a gun. We don't have to worry about those. But Sontarans have torn apart whole solar systems.
What's the wall ever done to you?
It shouldn't be here. According to this map, the way to the CPU is straight through there. Oh, but no. Someone's done some annoying tinkering, repairing the heat shields, probably. They always install cheap models on miniscopes.
So we can't get through?
No.
So now what do we do?
Oh. We go back the way we came. Loop round. It's further, which is frustrating, because we don't have long. Oh, come on.
Not that I mind. I can't wait to get out of here, but what's the rush?
I told you about the friend of mine who was here.
Yes, he was going to empty the place.
And does. I know he does because, without wanting to give you the screaming abdabs again, I have a temporal advantage. I know what's going to happen here today.
How can you know that?
Oh, let's just ignore the question for now. Honestly, your brain will thank you for it. Just accept that I do.
So you know what happens to us?
No, I know what happens to everything else. I know what happens to the miniscope and everything outside our specific personal experience. Think of it as an old story that we're walking around in.
So, what's going to happen next?
Do you know, I've forgotten. I'll just check.
The Sontarans!
You are once again our prisoners.
No, that's not it.
No, humans are ours.
The Ogrons!
Nope, not that either.
Wow!
Ah, that's it! The agrometer!
What's an agro... Who cares? I want to punch me some aliens.
Tear things apart and beat other things with the pieces!
Kill everyone!
Let's be out of here, you hairy-faced, leather-wearing bunch of...
Come here.
Oh! I feel calm again. Completely relaxed.
Which is not something anyone has ever said about my kissing. Ever. Except for when I'm wearing pacifier lace lipstick, of course. Now, run! The agrometer's turned off. We can stop running now.
I'm so happy. I love you so much.
I think I may need to alter the dopamine levels in this lipstick.
You're amazing. Utterly amazing. So beautiful. So clever. amazing. I adore you.
Still, it's hard to argue with facts. Now, keep it together and love me from afar. We're not far from the CPU, but we have something else to deal with first.
Together, we can deal with anything. Just hold me.
No.
Just a little bit.
Absolutely, completely and utterly, no. You're drugged. Now sit down here and get your breath back.
I'll never breathe easily. Not as long as you look at me with those eyes. Oof, let me lick them. Oh. I want to taste your beautiful eyes.
You're single, yes?
Of course. I've been waiting for you.
Well, I'm waiting for the side effects of a blast from an eradicator weapon. I warn you now, it won't be pleasant.
You eradicate me? I want to sleep in your fabulous hair.
You're only human.
Next time you cut your toenails, can I eat them?
I definitely need to change the dopamine levels. An eradicator weapon shot at the miniscope by some very annoying, very dull interminorans. Ah, luckily the shielding on those things is strong enough to stop the weapon living up to its name.
It was horrible. I'm having such a horrible day.
Lipstick's worn off then.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Though if you're experiencing memory loss, I really do need to look at the levels. Either I'm being too generous with the Amurex, or you really need to find love.
Find love? Don't be ridiculous. Where's the time for love? I have a hugely responsible security position and an extremely demanding cat. Love? Don't make me laugh.
Right, well, that probably answers that one. Should we get moving? We're close to the CPU now, and I really would like to get out of here.
Idiot Sontarans, we'll kill you now. Your weapons do nothing. Or noise, no killing.
And yours the same, imbecilic creature. There is clearly some form of weapons nullifier in operation.
No. Stop guns.
You are strong, but my men are stronger. If you wish to fight hand to hand, we will win. You will kill some of us, but I assure you, come the reckoning, it is your men who will regret today.
You have better idea.
We work together. According to the human female, we are trapped in a machine. We have no need of you, but it is a foolish soldier who does not use every asset available to him. Our combined forces will be indomitable. You agree?
We agree.
Right, the CPU, finally.
So all you have to do is find the battery and have it out.
Not quite.
Why?
Well, like you said earlier, once I take the power out, the miniscope is going to get a lot less habitable. I knew that, I planned for it. The doctor told me that happened.
The doctor?
My friend, the one that's already here. Flapping about the place, all velvet and young girlfriend. He told me the power cut out. He thought it was the result of the eradicator, but actually, well, it was probably me all along. But that's fine. I should take it. That keeps causality on track. Everyone's a winner.
When you were a child, did you ever ride a donkey?
No. Why?
I did. Blackpool. It galloped in fear when it saw a Yorkshire Terrier. 5 minutes of tearing up the Golden Mile, barely able to hold on, mad and confused, utterly out of control.
Right, and you're bringing this up because...
This conversation is making me feel like I did when I was hanging off that donkey.
Oh, right. Cut to the chase, then. When I take the power out, we'll only have a limited amount of time to be able to survive in here. That's fine. I can get us out straight away.
So what's the problem?
Everyone else. I hadn't worried about it because I knew the doctor got everyone to safety, except... well, he obviously didn't. There are whole habitats here in the recycle bin that he didn't know about. If I kill the power, I kill them.
Ah, I see, right. Well, obviously we can't do that then.
Speak for yourself, not all of us can afford morals.
This doctor of yours, good man by the sounds of it.
Oh, don't go there.
Well, just, you know, the way you talk about him, he sounds nice, a decent sort. I'm glad to hear it. We need more decent sorts in the world, or universe, I suppose.
Yes. Yes, fine. He's a decent sort, all right? Always does the right thing.
Like you.
Okay, so we need to figure out a way of saving the inhabitants.
Well...
they came here, yes. Came here and then turned round. Ogre One has best nose. He always lead hunt.
Long are they, these hunts? Your gene twin. It is called Ogron One.
Yes, I Ogron Two.
I despair of these Ogrons.
We find woman, yes? Then we kill sometimes.
Kill and slice and tear and eat. So hungry.
Look at them. Disgusting gene failures.
I find trail. This way.
For Ogron One. Oh, yes, yes.
Lieutenant, I am concerned.
Concerned, sir?
These Ogrons are so stupid. I worry that when we inevitably kill them, they will not even realize they are dead. Follow the idiot ape creatures! Onward!
Right. So there are 12 habitation units in the recycle bin. Oh, that's a lot of confused species to herd out of here.
Can't you just tell this doctor of yours that he missed a few?
Spoilers. Nope, we'll just have to take them with us.
Take them with us? How many are there? 12 habitation units. I presume two of them are the weird lot trying to kill us. Will the rest fancy a crack at that and all?
Probably. Oh, what's that? What? Oh, for goodness sake, there's a swamp full of boomins in there.
Boomins? They sound cute.
They'd strip you to the bone with their feeding song in about 4 seconds.
Not cute.
No, they flense via the gift of music. It's like Wagner, but less jolly.
Well, they can't come then.
Oh, now you're holding auditions for who gets to survive.
I don't mean it like that. I just can't see how we're supposed to let them out safely, that's all.
Ah, we don't let them out. There you go.
What's that?
12 habitation units. They shrink things to get them in here, don't forget.
That? It's smaller than my lunchbox.
Good news, because it's too lumpy for my pockets. It'll only make my waistcoat hang funny. Here, catch!
Love a pair of combat trousers, don't you? You can never have too many pockets. I keep everything in these.
I noticed. If your thigh stuck out any further, you could probably take up gliding.
Ah, problem.
What?
Do you want my yoghurt? I can't fit both in.
No.
It's fruits of the forest.
Still no.
Suit yourself. I have to pack snacks. Mm-hmm. My blood sugar, you see. Drops like a stone if I don't throw something fruity at it. Some days, I'm literally a couple of chocolate digestives away from a coma. It's a nightmare, to be honest.
Oh, you poor thing. Now I can take the battery out.
Yogurts are brilliant, aren't they? So lovely. Oh, so tasty. So naughty. And then they go and spoil themselves by piling in bits of chewy stuff you don't want.
Life in a nutshell. Oh, bingo.
I hope you don't want me to put that in my lunchbox too. I'd have to get rid of my banana, and I'm not in the mood to eat it after that yogurt.
I'll carry this.
Fair dues. Is there a bin in here? I hate it when people don't put bins in places. I don't want to carry an empty yoghurt pot everywhere.
Nope, no bin.
Oh!
Oh, oh no.
Raise your hands in complete and utter supplication and defeat. You are about to die, that is now inarguable, and the speed and discomfort you endure achieving that state is up to you. Let the interrogation begin.
Stop it! It's me! You want to talk, so it's me you should hit!
Of course not. I once spent 6 months studying human psychology under torture. Oh. It was such an informative and enjoyable period of intelligence gathering. Hitting you would not help me. Hitting him will.
Hey.
And if I'm dissatisfied with your answers, I will break one of the 206 bones contained in his weak, puny body.
She's telling the truth!
Why would I lie? It's absurd. We're pocket-sized prisoners of a peep show. Come on. When I lie, I'm believable. In fact, when I lie, even reality shifts because it believes me. You're in a miniscope. You and your men were kidnapped and put in it in order to entertain.
Entertain? We are Santarans. We do not entertain.
Who am I to disagree?
Same for us.
Yes. The miniscope is a set of miniaturized environments populated by alien species.
We are not alien. We are Ogron. You are alien.
So how do we leave this place?
It's really simple and best described in 2 stages. 1, you stop beating us up. 2, you follow me.
Do not trust her. Why? Her face too smooth. I will tear off arms. Then she speak truth.
No, she would not lie. Not to a member of the Santaran Special Space Service. You will lead us to freedom. We will then take occupation of this planet. Lieutenant?
Sir?
Locate Interminer on the star maps and assess its military potential.
I really can't let you do that. The Interminorans are annoying, but they don't deserve invading.
All species deserve it by dint of their being weaker. We will take occupation immediately.
You won't, you know. Because I know something you lot don't. I know what's going to happen next.
Explain. Or I shall break one of your companion's limbs.
Huh?
Another one of the species trapped here has escaped.
More weak aliens for us to crush. Excellent.
Yeah, not quite.
Ah! What's that?
Drashig, run!
Run! Yes, 1,000 times, yes! What was that thing?
Drashig, native of one of Grundle's satellites. Omnivorous. I once heard of a colony that ate an entire classic rocket rally. Pilots, audience, ships, refreshment tent, everything.
Who would store something as lethal as that in one of these things?
An idiot.
Who would let them out?
A gorgeous idiot.
Firing?
Santara weapons no good. Told you. We still have our best weapons. Weapons in our hands. Ratchet, eat hands. Ogre weapons. No good either. No! No! Nobody beat Ogron for strength. Nobody! But we'll not die to prove it. Day will come, though. Day will come when I eat the flesh of Drashig.
Lieutenant, there is only one thing for it. Withdraw.
Withdraw, sir?
It is not bravery to be eaten. It is stupidity. Withdraw!
Loads of those Drashig things.
20 in a colony. That's a lot of hungry bellies to feed. Oh, stupid thing.
What is it?
Vortex manipulator's not working. Must be the compression field. The emergency backup has kicked in since I took out the battery. Oh, it makes sense, I suppose. If everything in here suddenly returned to its original size, you could destroy any starship the miniscope sat on. Hundreds of creatures suddenly materializing in one of your storage holds. Who can afford the space these days? You'd have to have a safety check in place.
All of which means?
We have to get out of here before I can use it.
And how are we supposed to do that?
Well, I can use the map. If we can just get to the external wall, there'll be something we can use. An air vent, an HDMI output socket, something.
External wall? How far is that?
It's not far. We'll do it. Just follow me and we'll... Keep back!
No kidding.
Run! You can't fight these things. You just can't. The worst we can do is give it indigestion. Oh, it's got our scent! Oh,
brilliant! So how do we give it the slip?
We don't! Once it decides it wants to eat you, the only thing that might change its mind is another meal!
There are two of us. It makes no sense for us both to die.
Oh, shut up. Now's not the time to be noble. I'm not leaving you to be a Drashing's dinner.
Who said I was talking about me? You got us into this mess.
Oh, I don't think you have anything in your lunchbox that's going to distract it.
How do you know? You're an expert on Drashing taste. Maybe it prefers a banana to a human. Here, Drashing, have a banana.
It doesn't want a banana.
Crisps, prawn cocktail.
It's a complete monster.
How about some reduced salt on brand yeast bread sandwiches?
What?
I don't believe in brandings. Corporations are evil.
Seriously?
It's interesting. You can tell, see? Just as good as the branded stuff. It's all a con.
Right. But while it's distracted, let's get out of here.
Hopeless, sir. The creatures are everywhere. Hopeless.
Turn around.
Forgive me, sir.
You want friend in back of head? He die.
No friend of mine. It is a coward's execution.
Not my way. There was a grain of truth in what he said. The truth is no longer fine.
There is, perhaps, one other way. A mad, desperate gambit. Men, as your commanding officer, I will lead by example. No Sontaran is to be taken alive.
Sontaran warriors brave. Sontaran warriors stupid. Run, while stupid people are eaten.
You're right, we should have killed them anyway.
Drashig, save us a job. Good, nobody pay.
Idiot creature, you may eat me, but I will tear you apart from the inside. I shall promise you that.
This is ridiculous. We don't stand a chance. They're everywhere.
I'm not giving up.
Yeah, well, I haven't got any more sandwiches. Look, you're the only one who can get everyone else out, so...
Oh, do shut up, I'm not leaving you here.
Not up to you, is it? Do me a favor. Look after me, cat. Hey! Drashigs! Go and have a go if you think you're hard enough.
Oh, don't be an idiot! Get back here!
You're the one being an idiot. Run! There's no point in my doing this otherwise. Come on, you ugly thing. Let's be having you. That's it. Come on. Pay attention to me. I warn you though, I'm trained in 3 different martial arts. None of which are going to be any good, obviously. Oh, my head.
It hurts, yes?
Yes.
That because you think too much. Ogron no better.
Can't move.
The creatures use the metal from the walls, bending with their teeth to pin you to the ground. Of course you cannot move.
You're the only one left.
To my shame. My commanding officer, the great Commander Sturm. He was the strongest Sontaran warrior I have ever known. But even he could not match the creature's strength. Yeah. I tried to die with honor, but the creature rendered me unconscious.
We just ran, but they caught anyway. Put us here.
Why are they doing this? I thought they just ate stuff.
Sontaran science has observed that animals can change their behavior when in captivity.
Suppose that makes sense. I saw a documentary about that on telly. Animals going nuts in zoos. They've probably been starved up until now. All of a sudden, they see a load of food and they start storing it, waiting for the next time they haven't got any.
Stop talking about food! Still hungry!
I'd have shared me lunch, but a drashig had it. Hang on. You see stuff like this on the telly all the time. Someone's trapped, but they remember they have something brilliant in their pocket, so they bend around a bit, twist and pull it out of their pocket. Then they can use it to escape.
What have? Knife?
A laser cutter?
No. It's a teaspoon. Bet I can think of some way to save us all with it, though.
If you don't die by Drashig, I kill you myself. Idiot human.
I do not know what a teaspoon is, but I do know this. It is useless, and so are you.
You'll see. I'll think of something. Wriggling about like that was exhausting. Is it just me, or is it getting hotter in here?
Hotter. Much hotter.
The power is damaged. The life support system in here has ceased to function.
Ah, the power, you say? Yes, I might know a bit about that.
It does not matter. We will not die of suffocation. We will be eaten before that.
Hello, boys! Miss me?
The other human should have not been cut. We'll be teeth.
It's called a Smilodon. It's a prehistoric mammal that shouldn't be kept in office buildings. Hello, River! I thought you'd left!
Of course not! I just needed a plan!
Training a Smilodon!
Well, what can I say? Once I've tickled your belly, you can't refuse me! Get free while I keep it busy! Come on!
Get free? If we get free, we'd have done it already!
Ogrons! I'll pay you double your amount of speed, you free everyone!
Blimey! Ogrons work out a bit, I reckon.
I am free!
Goes to show what you can achieve with the right motivation.
You're free!
That's right!
Excellent. I still have a chance to avenge the deaths of the rest of my troop.
Avenge their deaths? Don't be an idiot. Let's just get out of here.
That's it. That's it. Steady now. I know the nasty Drashig's quite a bully, isn't he? Watch out for its fall. That's great. I tickle your belly and you abandon me. Oh, I feel used. But not for long, I suppose. Please don't chew me too much. I'm far too beautiful to be chewed.
Finally. Fresh air.
You were inside there?
Indeed. Now do you see the might of the Sontarans?
Tenacity, certainly.
I conquered the Drashig, and now I will destroy you!
I knew that teaspoon would be useful. Right in his phobic vent.
Probic.
Whatever. Did the same on the other one. He was all up for getting himself killed.
Give me the habitation units.
Righto.
Ogrons. If you want to live, you'll let me put you back in these habitation units so I can carry you out of here and get you home. Just think, a life of captivity, who knows how long you've been here. But I can save you. Oh, yes, I can. And you can trust me. Haven't I shown you that by saving your lives just now? Please, do as I ask. Well?
Stop listening. Too many words. You are paying. You ask. We do.
Thank you. that's how I managed to convince the Time Lords that the miniscope should be banned. Not a bad legacy, I think you'll agree. Pass me the Deltron RAM, would you? Thank you. Yes, I'm rather proud of... Hang on. This actually is a Deltron RAM. Joe, are you feeling quite... Oh?
Hello, Doctor. Joe Grant actually wandered off a few minutes ago. Given a choice between watching Vorg handle customs forms with the Interminorans and you soliloquizing while you tinker, well, she decided to go for a stroll and take in the view. Such as it is. Interminor's such a dull place, isn't it?
And who might you be?
Oh, just someone who was passing. I happened to notice these loose habitation units on the ground. Wanted to make sure you didn't miss them.
Really? Good grief. I had, you know. That would hardly have done. Who knows how many species I might have left to gather dust in the gutter. I shall see they get home. Thank you.
Not a problem. I shall leave you to it. Oh, and, Doctor?
Yes, my dear?
She will miss you, you know.
I'm sorry?
Never mind. Spoilers. Forget I said anything.
Curious woman. Well, that should do it. Now to get all those poor creatures home. Joe? Where has she gone to? Joe! Joe! Joe!
So that's your pal, is it?
Yes.
Funny looking. What's up with you? We got everyone and everything out, didn't we? Is it something to do with your mate over there?
He's about to have his hearts broken. Oh, comes to us all. Some of us more than others.
Oh. Sorry about that. That's the thing with love, isn't it? It hurts. Roy Orbison taught us that.
I suppose he did. Come on then. Let's get you home.
You have been listening to The Diary of River Song, Peep Show, written by Guy Adams. River Song was played by Alex Kingston, Dibsworth, Clive Wood, Commander Sturm, Dan Starkey, Ogrons, Guy Adams. And featuring the Third Doctor, played by Tim Treloar. Directed by Ken Bentley, producer David Richardson. Sound design and music, Howard Carter. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.